this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the, well, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the Israeli attack on the flotilla? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? Would you like to talk about the oil spill down there in the Gulf and all the various theories that have been put forward as to the cause, theories have been put forward as to what should happen and what is going to happen down there, and certainly what impact will this have on oil production, offshore drilling? Well, we might just start in talking about the oil leak there, certainly, and President Obama had made some really amazing statements. He said that he was going to try to get America independent, energy independent, and he was going to go along with building nuclear power plants. But, gee, that's wonderful. First time anybody's really been willing to have a nuclear power plant going all the way back to the Three Mile Island contrived incident that was specifically designed to keep us from having nuclear energy. Every other country in the world can have nuclear energy, but the United States can't. And because we don't have nuclear energy, the price of electricity is going up. Some years ago, I did a series of articles on electricity, and so we talked to people in key positions here in the state of California. I talked to the fellow who is really in charge of so much of the electricity here, and he was an expert on it, worked for the state, and he told me that nuclear power, nuclear generated electricity, was certainly next to hydroelectric, was the cheapest form of electricity you could get. And the only reason that the prices were so high for nuclear plants was because of the organized, coordinated effort of the environmental movement funded by certainly the establishment and the oil industry attacking and filing suits and doing everything they could to block the building of nuclear power plants. So we had one down south of where I am, and basically it was supposed to cost about $400 million. It ended up costing $4 billion. It was supposed to have been built in a year and a half, 2 years at the most. Took over 10 years to build it, simply because the environmentalists were allowed to file suit after suit, and of course this has been funded in large part by the establishment, and certainly the oil industry has been financing this whole thing because they sure didn't want competition, but they can't let the American people know that a lot of the environmental movement is being funded by the very oil companies that supposedly the environmentalists are railing against. Well, anyway, President Obama had said he was going to allow some nuclear power plants to be built sometime in the distant future, and he was going to allow offshore oil drilling along the East Coast where there isn't very much oil, and then this terrible, terrible tragedy occurs. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and of course this is really your time to call in because we do not have anything necessarily prepared. We're simply talking about the things that we're reading, and certainly a lot of people are very concerned about this terrible environmental disaster, and it is a terrible environmental disaster. In fact, they're even talking about maybe the only way to solve this would be to set off a nuclear bomb there, drop it down the hole, and just blow up the whole area. But what happens, of course, what they end up doing is simply releasing all the oil that's down there in the subterranean area. Certainly people are saying, but what happens if they don't get this capped within a very short period of time? Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, the people are just saying, well, maybe they're not going to get this cap. Maybe nothing is going to do, and this is going to be the greatest environmental disaster of all time. There's some people who are even talking about the fact that this could have a serious impact upon everybody living in the southeast part of the United States, that this might become simply an environmental disaster, and certainly would affect not only the entire Gulf, it would poison the entire Gulf for literally hundreds of years and kill off the wildlife that's there. They may even have to actually have some sort of the military law, certainly in the area of Louisiana and Mississippi, the states that border on the Gulf, simply because of the terrible, terrible catastrophe that's going to unfold. Is this true? Is this happened by accident? What do you think that could be done to solve the problem? Well, I believe that there's a lot of things that could be done to solve the problem, and the fact that neither British Petroleum nor the United States is doing any of those would suggest to me that this is all a contrived incident to discourage offshore oil drilling. And we will know whether that's the case, because certainly they've canceled offshore oil drilling here on the West Coast. There was Arnold Schwarzenegger was backing this, Governor Schwarzenegger, and now he's reversed himself, and certainly most people on the West Coast, after the disaster we've seen in the Gulf, would be hard-pressed ever to acknowledge that we should have offshore oil drilling here on the West Coast. And we're hearing about how oil is washing up on the shores of Louisiana and washing up on the shores of Mississippi. We're hearing about rainstorms in Florida. And, of course, when the water comes down, when the rain comes down, it has oil in it. And certainly, they talk about certainly oil balls washing up on the beautiful, pristine beaches of Florida. A really terrible, terrible problem. And the question is, why did this whole thing come about? Well, certainly we are given a specific story. 60 Minutes has run the program on it, but you have to understand that 60 Minutes is owned by Viacom, and Viacom is, of course, part of the Council on Foreign Relations, the secret cabal's media outlet. So they really work to control our reality. Sometimes they'll come up with a worthwhile program, but so many of the programs on 60 Minutes, especially the one that I saw on the oil spill, was obviously designed to provoke an emotional response in the people who watched it, and they talked about certainly all the fights that were going on there between the BP executives and the people running the oil rig. And well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. It's Open Line Wednesday. We were simply talking about some of the things that we know or we think we know about what happened. We do know, of course, that President Obama had talked about allowing offshore oil drilling. And now, of course, that this has happened, there's a very real question whether we'll ever do offshore oil drilling there in the Gulf again. But I would simply point out, is this the real reason, or is this simply part of the effort to block America from being energy independent? And as they very effectively blocked our effort to use the oil shale in Colorado, or the massive oil shale deposits in the Bakken, certainly the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, which is just all sorts of oil up there in Alaska, off the North Slope of Alaska. We're not allowed to develop the oil that we have. Certainly we have the largest natural gas reserves anywhere in the world. We have the largest coal deposits, perhaps equal those of China, here in the United States. And there are methods by which you can get, you know, a clean burning coal, and certainly the best coal has been put off limits by the environmental movement. We're not doing any of the things that we could do to become energy independent. Certainly hydroelectric electricity is a wonderful, cheap way, but we're tearing down the dams now, because of course we have to protect the little fishies. We could have nuclear power and be energy independent with that, but of course we're not allowed to have nuclear energy in the United States because we don't know how to store the spent fuel rods. Of course, they spent $9 billion putting in this depository there in Colorado. And then a judge said, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now, and so you cannot put the uranium back into the ground, because uranium comes out of the ground, but you can't put it back into the ground because we don't know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now. And, of course, the logical thing to do would be to reprocess the fuel rods, but we're not allowed to do that here in the United States. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. You don't have to talk about the oil spill. You can talk about anything you'd like to. Basically, the people over in Holland know a great deal about dealing with water. They so much of their country is under sea level, and they have their dikes there. But they have a lot of ideas how you handle things of this sort. And they have a technique by which you can suck the oil out of the water, and you pump it into a ship. You can separate the oil from the water, and certainly put the oil into tanks to be taken off to refineries, and then return to the water back into the ocean. But you don't get 100% of the oil out. You get out 95 or 96% of the oil, and there may be 4% of the oil that's put back. Well, we're not allowed to do that, you see. The environmentalists say you can't pump water that's contaminated with oil back into the Gulf there, into the Mexican Gulf. Why, that would be certainly in violation of environmental laws. So rather than allow us to suck up all the oil and set the water and then put the water back and separate the oil from the water, they say you can't do that. And so we're just letting the oil plumes just spread all over the Gulf. Now, wouldn't it appear logical to you that we would accept the offer of help that would come from the Netherlands, who made this statement, look, we've got the equipment, we've got the ships, we'll be glad to come, we'll be glad to take care of this. The ships, my understanding, have already been moved into the area, but we won't accept their help, where they could actually remove most of the oil as it comes out of the hole. And then, of course, a little of it would go back into the water, but most of it would be taken out. Instead of really doing that, why are we not going to try that at all? Does that really make sense to you? Does it make sense to you that the British Petroleum, with all of their technology, after 44 days, it has no way of capping this oil? Well, let me tell you that our good friend Joel Skousen has talked to people who actually experienced in certainly handling deep well drilling and certainly underwater drilling, and they have the techniques and they know exactly what to do, and they're just not doing it. And certainly President Obama is being blamed for what's going on. And he says, oh, it's not my fault. I go to bed every night thinking about the oil spill. And, oh, no, President Obama ought to take charge. Ladies and gentlemen, British Petroleum, these are intelligent people. They've got multi-billion dollars. They certainly know what they could do. And they're specifically not doing it. And day after day after day, when you turn on your television, what do you see? You see the picture of the floor of the Mexican Gulf of Mexico, and then you see the oil gushing up night after night after night after night for 44 or for 43 or 42 nights, something like that. We see these pictures, and they're designed to impress on our mind the danger of offshore oil drilling. And I think this is all part of a carefully conceived scheme to actually confuse the American people but get us firmly against offshore oil drilling. Well, I'd like to know what you think. Do you think that's a possibility? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And it's Open Line Wednesday, and we want to know what you think. Now, there are a lot of side stories that are put out there to confuse us. There's a story, oh, it was the North Koreans. They sent a submarine over, and they're the ones, of course, that actually fired it at the oil pipe coming up there. And they're the ones who are responsible for the explosion on the oil derrick. It was the North Koreans. And this is the sort of story they put out to confuse you. They do this intentionally because they're playing games with your mind. And just as they're indelibly imprinting in your mind this picture of the oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf, so that they want to confuse you with all these extrinsic stories that have nothing to do with anything and no basis at all, and yet these circulate far and wide, and people begin to believe it, and they're put forward by people who are supposedly conservatives, and they've got this inside information. It was really the North Koreans. And so basically they're doing just what they did with the Kennedy assassination or the Martin Luther King assassination or the Bobby Kennedy assassination, and they're putting out so much information you can't think clearly. Sort of like when we attacked, Iraq, supposedly because of weapons of mass destruction. And when they didn't find them, they had to come up with other explanations. Well, it was really we attacked them because the Israelis wanted us to attack Iraq. Or suddenly a reason we attacked Iraq was because President Bush, George W., was furious with Saddam because he tried to assassinate his father. And that was his payback time, and that's what it was really all about. Or suddenly we attacked Iraq because we wanted the oil, and we really wanted to control that oil. That was the reason. Well, they put out all these explanations, none of them true, because they really don't want you to know what is going on. And suddenly the reason we went into Iraq was simply so we could keep our troops there permanently stationed in preparation, of course, for the coming war with Iran. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Herman, how are you doing?
Good evening. There's a gentleman, a friend of mine, he just asked a comment. He couldn't get on the air because of his car, but he said, asks you to comment on Joel Skousen's book, Strategic Relocation. Apparently he is interested in possibly relocating, but he's concerned about being near military bases or public lands or rivers or whatever. So do you know anything about Joel Skousen's book?
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, we carry the books, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And Joel has, he spent many years putting all this information together. And certainly he will tell you the areas that are safest. I mean, there's some, for instance, the major cities. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to be in the Los Angeles basin. You wouldn't want to be in San Francisco or Seattle or any of our major cities if there was a problem. And then, of course, there are intermediate areas, where maybe in Monterey Bay area would not be so bad, but certainly there are areas of our country, certainly parts of Idaho and Montana and Oregon, certainly even certain places in Washington, where, of course, it's really much, much safer, and certainly you would want to have all the things, first of all, you'd want to have water, and you'd want to have a means of getting power, and if you couldn't get it simply by telephone, why, by regular lines, why you'd want to be able to know how to generate it. You can do this relatively easily, and Cindy Joel's done a great job. He's written three books. One is Strategic Location. Another, of course, is How to Certainly Take Care of Your Home. And I can't recall the name of the third book, but the information is there, and I would suggest your friend get those books. Probably Strategic Relocation would be the first one. It's over 700 pages. Has all the information people need. Joel spent a great deal of time getting that information.
Okay. Does he cover moving out of the country or
Canada? No, it's really here in this country if people want to move elsewhere. But I'm not sure that any place in the world is going to be that much safer. There are other places, some places in Mexico, some places in Central America. But, people are going to have to decide. Do you want to go into a foreign country where you don't speak the language? And as corrupt as our government might be, it's certainly far better than most governments.
One final comment I wanted to make regarding this flotilla coming to Gaza and supposedly being attacked. I received an email from Don Esposito, who lives on site in Israel, and this was just an update yesterday, and he said that very definitely the Israeli government simply asked these people to come into port at Ashdod. They would assist in the transportation of humanitarian supplies These people refused to do that. But they wanted a confrontation.
They wanted a confrontation. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Herman, anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Just your feeling on that.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
9-5, and Gail said that they have a friend who actually is right up on the news, and he said that he thought that the well was sealed before this all happened. It had been completed and sealed, and I was just saying, all I know is what I read in the newspapers and watch on television, other than things I can deduce on my own or get from other reliable sources. But apparently the well was completed, the casing was down. They basically were going to seal the the well and the Halliburton was going to come in and put in a couple of plugs of cement. So the well would be sealed off, and then later on they would come back and come up with some means of getting the oil out. But, of course, BP officials wanted to hurry this. Now, this is the story. This may all be a cover story for all we know. But BP officials, British Petroleum officials, said, no, you know, you've got to take out this mud, this very heavy substance. We have drilling substance that, of course, keeps the well safe while they're drilling it. Get that out. We don't want to waste time doing that. We want to do it the quickest way we can, and then we'll put the cement plugs down. There was an argument between the people who were actually in charge of the platform and the BP officials, and so that they took the shortcut. They pulled out the heavy drilling fluid, what they call the mud, before they had the cement blocks in place, the cement plugs there, and this is why, of course, the methane came up and blew the top off the oil well rig. Now, I don't know what the truth is, but this may or may not be true. Or this whole thing could very well have been contrived and created because they wanted to stop offshore oil drilling and keep America dependent. And you have to understand what they really want to do, ultimately, is to get us out of our cars, to get us stop using fossil fuels, and to begin to lower our living standards. You have to have, you know, the availability of power. You have to have the availability of gasoline and oil if you're going to be an industrialized society. And there really are people, if you've read Agenda 21 or the Earth the Charter, which is available up on the Internet, you'll find out there really are people who want to lower the standards of the American people and impoverish our populace. And when you understand that, so much of what's happening makes sense. And that's all really I can tell you about that. And anyway, let's go to Warren, who's calling from Washington State. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have, I'm going to go to Kenny. I'm going to put Warren back on hold. Let's go to Kenny, who's calling from New Jersey, who's been waiting patiently on the line. We'll get to Warren in just a minute. And if you're out there in the listening audience, this is your chance to be heard all over the world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Kenny. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello. Hello, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It seems like everything nowadays is moving at such breakneck speed that, you know, I foresee terrible things coming down the pike in this country shortly. My question is, you know, I've been seriously thinking about moving out of this country to another country, but I'm trying to consider which countries have a stable economy or that would be safe havens rather than being in this country soon.
Well, Kenny, I can't really tell you. I think that when America goes down, the whole world is going into chaos. And if there's going to be chaos, I'd far rather be living in America, as imperfect as it is, rather than living in another country where I simply did not have any sort of a support base or speak the language. But you're going to have to make that decision. There's some people who will tell you that there are areas in South America or Central America that are safer. I have a friend who thinks that Argentina is a pretty good place to live, and of course, they have a corrupt government there. But my fear is that when the whole world financial system breaks down, we're going to see chaos throughout the world. You're going to have to make that decision. I can't tell you what to do. I mean, I believe I've been called to stay here and fight and try to wake people up, but you're going to have to decide what you want to do and what's best for you and your family.
Right. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Well, anything else you want to ask?
No, I was just curious. I've really been considering this lately.
Well, let me tell you that they're probably going to put on exchange controls here before too terribly long. So if you're going to do something, do it. But at least get some money out of the country if you're thinking about it. And there's nothing wrong with having money out of the country anyway if you're in a position to do it. But remember, how are you going to make a living in another country? What are you going to do about the language barrier? And when you're in another country, you're an outsider. It's not like here in America where you can fit in. Even if you moved into a portion of America, you're an outsider. But anyway, God bless you. Keep in touch.
God bless.
God bless. Okay, we'll be back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Warren calling us from Washington State. Hi, Warren. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. I've listened to you quite a while, but this is the first time I got a chance to talk with you.
Well, I'm so glad you called. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you know, that oil spill you're talking about, it's a big makeup thing. I'm sure it is, just like you said. Makes people believe that offshore drilling is a hazard. And we do have coal reservoirs here in the United States, and even in Washington State, they haven't even tapped. And the industry are being depleted, or not depleted, but taken out of the country because they want to take our power away from us.
They basically want to transfer our jobs overseas so they can lower the living standards of the American people. You're absolutely right, Warren.
And the fellow just got on there. He wants to go into another country. He's best off staying here. No matter how bad it gets, it's going to be better here.
Well,
God's going to bless this country as long as we keep praying.
Well, I think that we at least have the foundation of a Christian nation. And what we need is a great revival, and the only way we're ever going to have it is going to be catastrophic events here. And at that point, people will start wondering what it's all about, and hopefully they're going to turn back to God. And I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, I think that we have to work with that thought in mind and try to bring as many people as we can into a personal relationship with our Lord. And if God is going to destroy America, he's going to destroy it. If he's not going to destroy America, why, of course, we're going to be a lot better off here. But no matter what happens, I'm going to be staying here.
Yes, so am I.
All right, anything else, Warren?
No, that's I enjoy listening to you talk, and you're right on the target, and I believe people should start looking at these environmentalists and try to fight them, because that's part of the evil battle, I think.
Yeah, but remember that they are simply an extension of this establishment, the secret cabal, and of course a lot of their funding comes from the oil companies, but they can't let the common people understand that. It's all a put-on.
Right.
Anyway, God bless, and thanks so very much.
Okay,
let's go to Doug, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm good, Doctor. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, you know, about that oil rig disaster, you know, we just found out a couple months ago, and I was reading about this 4 months prior to finding out, or for everybody finding out, that North Korea sunk that South Korean battleship off the shore there, but now if you go to some of the other, like the European, is like the
hold that thought, Doug. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's Open Line Wednesday. And we've got Doug calling from Spokane, and he was just saying, Sydney, talking about the North Koreans sinking the ship of the South Korea. Go right ahead with the story there, Doug.
Anyways, if you go to the EU Times, I mean, obviously our media doesn't give us all the truth. I mean, we all know that, at least you and I do, and I'm sure a lot of the people know that. And you got to go find the truth. The truth is always hard to find. But if you go to some of these different places, like the EU Times, or you can go to a website that translates Russian into English where you can read what they're saying in Europe, they're saying that it was a South Korean sub possibly that left communist Cuba. And I don't know if this is true or not. This is just what I'm reading. And Transoceanica is actually supposedly a subsidiary of Hyundai, which is a South Korean company. And they're saying that a North Korean sub was responsible for sinking that oil rig. Now, if you think about it, they haven't really told us what happened or why it happened. So, I mean, it's not too far-fetched. So, I mean, we don't know what's going on.
Well, I think that is the best thing we can say. We don't know what's going on. Certainly, remember, everything is contrived. You remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident? I mean, about 3 million people died because of that, you know, and it was all fraudulent, you know. This was the excuse for getting us into the Vietnamese War. Certainly, the sinking of the battleship Maine in 1898 was all contrived. It was to justify America going to war with Spain. And so they knew the attack was coming at Pearl Harbor. I know because I have copies of Secretary of War Stimson's diary where he talks about going to the White House on the 25th of November and President Roosevelt was saying the attack will probably come next Monday. And, of course, the only question is how we're going to get the Japanese to attack and fire the first shot, and how we're going to get
more.
They're all contrived. And so we don't know whether the North Koreans sunk the South Korean ship, whether the South Koreans sunk it, whether we sunk it to create an incident. We don't know.
I mean, you got to think about it. These oil rigs are multi-billion-dollar oil rigs.
Sure.
They're set up to have safety precautions in place. When's the last time something like this happened? Never.
Right.
There are safety precautions there in place, and they're there for a reason. And it's strange that they haven't really told us what exactly did happen.
They're going to have an investigation, but they'll cover this up just exactly
as they covered up what happened.
And then
just like they said, they're going to bring charges against BP. They're not going to bring charges against BP because those are their buddies. I mean, it's just all a bunch of BS.
You're absolutely right. Anything else?
Good talk, Dr. Sam.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Susan, who's calling here from Frito, from the Freedom Forum. Susan, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to let your listeners know we're going to host again Michael Shaw.
Okay.
We have a slight location change happening here, so people are going to have to go to our website at SantaCruzFreedomForum.com. Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, just search that. And look for where it's going to be. It might be at the Quaker Friends Meeting House. We're not sure yet.
All right, fine. Well, anybody, go to your website and get the information. That's freedomforum.com.
Santa Cruz Freedom Forum. Just search that out.
Santa Cruz Freedom Forum.
Yes,
is that .com?
No, .com.
No,
it's
Santa
Mita.
Cruz Freedom Forum. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
God bless. Right, okay, let's go to Jimmy, who's calling us from Florida. And hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. And let me put out our number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you want to give us a call, it's open lines. But go ahead, Jimmy. What'd you like to talk about?
Okay. My first question is Rick Warren a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Yes, he is.
Why is so many Protestants mesmerized with this guy?
Well, because he's got a great line. He's got, if you read his books, you know, the purpose-driven church, purpose-driven life, they really sound great. But, of course, this is all a marketing scheme. And you go into the background of it, it was how do you manipulate people? And they did a great job of manipulating people with this veneer of Christianity. But, of course, this is really all about control. And unfortunately, an awful lot of good people have gotten into this. They've destroyed the music of the church. I mean, I've heard Rick Warren saying, you know, there's no such thing as Christian music. There are only Christian lyrics, so if you can have this terrible rock music, and as long as you mention the word Jesus Christ, that's honoring our Lord. I mean, it's amazing how many good people have been swept up into this, and they have it all figured out. First of all, they come into a church, and they figure that, you know, people are really not going to leave because all of their friends are there. And so basically what you do is you get them in, you get them into these special courses, you get them all this indoctrination, you get them simply thinking the way you want to, and then you gradually change the message of the scriptures. And if you read so much of his material, and we've got a 4-tape set on the purpose-driven church, why end us in yet a wonderful talk given by our friend Dr. Robert Klink on the a purpose-driven church? It's called Diaprox. But basically, what they have done is distort the scriptures and bring them into line with the New Age movement under the guise of Christianity. And it's tragic. So many good people have been taken in.
Well, in other words, his church is a front for the global people. That's the way I read a lot of his stuff, and that's the way I take it.
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Anything else, Jimmy?
My other question was, we're talking about, I'm familiar with all the Gulf Coast, and I grew up in Alabama. You don't ever hear any of these congressmen talking about legalizing hemp. You can get 40,000 products from hemp.
I know you can.
And you can make gasoline out of it for about 50 cents a gallon.
And you can make material out of it. You can eat it. It's an amazing product, but, of course, it's been outlawed because it was competing with the oil industry. And the hemp oils said they would be an excellent source of oil.
In the 50s, that was the biggest crop, biggest cash crop in Kentucky.
Well, that's how, but you see what you do is you use the government to destroy your competition. That is why these oil companies and so many of the corporations want an all-powerful government, because that's how you do away with competition. And you use the government to put your competition out of business, and that's what they've done.
Okay, man, my last question is, I just heard you say you had a copy of the Secretary of Defense's diary, Simpson, before World War II.
So, Secretary of War Simpson, yes, it's back in the Stirling Library at Yale University, and when I went back there to go through Colonel House's papers, I found that Stimson's papers were there as well, so I actually went through them, got his diary, and I actually have those pages. And if you want a copy, well, you can call our 800 number, and we'll just send you those pages from the diary, where, of course, he talks about going to the White House, along with, I believe, General Marshall and Admiral Stark and Frank Knox and Secretary of War Stimson and the President. And they held a conference there on the 25th of November. And President Roosevelt said, the attack will probably come next Monday. I mean, the only question is how we're going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. So when he talked about the Day of Infamy, he was simply lying to the American people. He had his speeches. They had these wonderful speeches that were suddenly drawn up long before, of course, the attack came. And they left those boys there to die. That's what's so unconscionable.
Yeah, I'll call and get a copy of that one. He's okay. Like to have it. Yeah,
okay, fine. Well, that's what we do here, and we try to provide the information so that you can get it out to others. God bless, and thanks for calling, Jimmy. And let's go to Mark, who's calling us from Denver, Colorado. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I was listening to people talking about places to go, but one thing people don't recognize, and I think you're absolutely right, that leaving the country, you're probably going to a worse situation, but many countries have outlawed or greatly limited ownership of guns. And that's not the only place you'd want to live, because you're a lot closer to tyranny when you can't protect yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I was young and foolish, we bought some property in the Azores just before the communists took over Portugal, certainly in the mid-1970s. And, and I moved for a time to South Africa, thinking that would be a refuge. And of course, the communists have taken over there. I mean, I'm going to stick here in the United States, because every place I go goes communist. So I'm going to stick right here. And if anybody doesn't know that South Africa is a communist, that Nelson Mandela, why was he in prison? Because he was responsible for the murder of hundreds of people. He was the leader of the terrorist movement there. He never renounced it. He should have been executed. They would have been very wise to have executed him, because he was guilty of murder. He was responsible for the murder of literally hundreds of people. And never mentioned once here in the controlled media in the United States. So I've decided after Portugal and after South Africa, and of course I came home because my parents were seriously ill, I'm so glad I did, because I think this is where we'll make our final stand. Anything else, Mike?
No, I agree with you. If whatever happens, it'll be a lesser problem here than anywhere else. So I think you're exactly right.
And in the final analysis, people don't understand that we always take God out of everything, you know. We try to figure out how we're going to actually figure things out and be safe. We're going to have to learn a certain amount of reliance upon our Lord. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be involved, we shouldn't make preparations, or we shouldn't do everything we can from a logical point of view. But in the final analysis, why, this is a spiritual battle, and we're increasingly going to have to become reliant upon the Lord.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless, and thanks you very much. Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, how are you doing, Chris?
Oh, not too bad. How are you tonight, Stan?
No complaints at all.
Well, actually, I was, you know how you were talking about how they're trying to demonize the whole offshore drilling in the United States. But I was actually reading up on this thing earlier called the Lost Treaty, and it's the Land of Seas Treaty, and what it does is it takes UN, becomes basically this global government, and they put out these fees. It's a levy fee is what it is, but it's basically like a global tax. And I think that's probably on a bigger scale of how they would want to demonize the whole offshore drilling. And, you know, to my understanding, that they would have total control over our militaries, pretty much everything.
And this is incredible. The Lost Treaty, L-O-S-T, is the Law of the Sea Treaty. Go ahead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's incredible. Our Navy would be under their auspices because we'd be traveling on their ocean. And of course, this would basically bring all the oceans under the control of the United Nations.
And there you go, man.
And then basically these people want a world government. They want control. They believe that they are the elite, the gifted elite who should rule the world. And man has wanted to do this ever since Nimrod tried to unite the world 5,000 years ago, and God intervened at that time, and of course they've been trying to do it ever since then. And really the power, what people miss, of course, Chris, is the powerful spiritual forces behind this movement towards world government. That is what everybody has written about this. They identify the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and the Council on Foreign Relations, but they never track them back to their occult origins.
Yeah, they said 70% of all land of the world would be under the UN's control.
That would be the sea floor, and you're absolutely right.
And it extends to the skies, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I mean, they want to control everything, and they control the oceans. They want to control the United States. They want to merge all the nations together in this one world government. That was Cecil Rhodes' dream, but that has always been Lucifer's dream, because Cecil Rhodes was a Mason, and the man who financed him was Lord Rothschild, and he came from the occult background. So this is what everybody has missed, and the people who joined Cecil Rhodes' secret society, many of them came from the Society for Psychical Research, founded in the occult. And so many of the people who surrounded Cecil Rhodes in this dream of bringing a world government came from the occult. So anything else before we let you go?
Not really. Dr. Stan, thanks, man. Keep getting the truth out there, man.
And you get those people back there in Michigan listening, okay?
All right, man.
God bless. Thanks very much.
All right, God bless you, too.
Right. And we've got a gentleman calling from Albany. What's your name? It says Tor. Is that right?
Yes, a Swedish name.
Okay, go right ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question about the... I heard that there were some Arab people that were upset about the sinking of the attack on that ship, and they're going to send over something this next Monday. I heard it on the radio, on this radio.
Uh-huh. Well, what are they going to send over?
They're going to supposedly send over another ship with goods for aid.
Oh, you mean they're going to try to take another ship on into Gaza for humanitarian?
Right.
This whole thing is contrived. You must understand who is putting up the money. Well, it's a Turkish group. Where is this Turkish group getting their money? What people don't understand is Turkey has traditionally been aligned with Israel, and that's because the army is secular. They're descendants of Ataturk, who took power back following the First World War, and Turkey's been a secular country. But the American CIA is funding a gentleman named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, a multi-billionaire Turkish expatriate who was thrown out of the country because of his revolutionary efforts to convert Turkey into a radical jihadist state. And so he's living in Pennsylvania, and he's spending all the money that he's gotten from the CIA and whatever other sources to fund this whole radical movement, and they've actually taken over Turkey and put Turkey into a position where they're suddenly breaking their relationships with Israel, aligning themselves with Iran, and there, I believe, are putting up the money for these so-called supply ships of humanitarian aid going into Israel. They wanted this whole incident. It's all contrived. And, of course, the leaders of Israel, the man in charge, Mr. Barak, Secretary of Defense, went right along with this and created a spectacle to discredit Israel, because Barak, the defense secretary in Israel, is a traitor to the cause of Israel. Okay?
Well, I think that this thing on Monday is going to be telltale sign of this.
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure they're going to create incident after incident to turn the world against Israel. Israel is going to be facing a war with Hezbollah and Lebanon and Hamas very, very soon, and that's they cannot allow this smuggling of weapons and certainly missiles into Gaza, into Hamas. But who financed Hamas? There's a wonderful book. It's called Son of Hamas, written by the son of the leader Hamas, and a Palestinian, who eventually became a Christian. But his book, Son of Hamas, he asked his dad, I mean, who's really in charge of Hamas? I mean, you're in charge, but who's really in charge? And his father says, I don't know. I don't know. They're probably over in Syria someplace. We have a book called The Devil's Game. Who do you think formed Hamas? The CIA and the Mossad. And that is what they never tell in the American people. Hey, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Well, we've got Michael on from Flint. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
You know, as we see the political shift in the country to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
We truly are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and certainly a lot of our regular supporters are on hard times, and some of them had to drop out. And so if you could step up to the plate and help us so we can maintain our network of 60 stations or satellites and short waves every month, why, actually every week, why we would certainly appreciate that. And certainly a lot of people really don't have the money. They're not buying the products that we offer as much. But if you can buy our products or in a position to contribute, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. We've got Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracy. It is excellent. That's Jesse Ventura's book, The American Conspiracy. We've got certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We've got this great DVD, new one that I've done called The Spectre. That haunts America. The specter that haunts America. And we hope that you'll want to get those. We also have a DVD that Catherine Albuck put out, Shadow Government. So let me suggest certainly Jesse Ventura's book, The American Conspiracy, my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, The Specter That Haunts America. And it's basically the story of vaccinations and why so many people are ill in America today, why so many of our children have allergies and autism, and how does the immune system really work, and why so many people now are developing progressive degenerative mental disease and Alzheimer's. So basically you can get all of these items by calling 1-800-544-8927. Remember, the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. That's the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday this week. I'm not speaking, but I will have a booth there. If you'd like more information, go to their website at conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com, or you can always show up there, and I'm sure there'll be a room that you can check in, and you can come into the room where they have all the tables, and of course hopefully you'll want to attend the meetings as well. That's the 5th and the 6th, this Saturday, this Sunday. And then don't forget, we're going to have the all-day conference here in the North Shore, Monterey Bay, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. That's on the 17th of October. We've got a great lineup of speakers this year, and we hope you can come. Last year we had about 180. We actually had to turn people away, so if you're interested and you want to get rooms coming from outside, why, of course, we certainly reserved a block of rooms, but you're going to have to call and make your reservations. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be serving lunch, of course, and as we always do, and there'll be cookies and coffee and all the other things. People who come, well, they come year after year because they really enjoy it, and we provide the information you're not going to get elsewhere. So again, our number, if you'd like to make arrangements to come on the 17th of October, that's a Sunday, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will tell your friends about Radio Liberty. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. There are all sorts of them there, and you watch them for nothing. You can certainly go to our other section on videos around the web, and it's just important. YouTube, so we posted there with links. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite feed or archived. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty.